弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们一起来到主的面前来祷告。
Let us pray to the Lord.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来呼求你的名。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to call on your name.
主，就求主你的圣灵引导我们今天在你的殿中一同的敬拜。
May your Spirit lead us in this sanctuary for our worship today.
主，让我们放下一切世上的残累，让我们定睛在耶稣基督你的身上。
Let's put aside all the troubles of this world that we may fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus.
让我们真的能够从耶稣基督那里支取主耶稣你给我们预备的一切的丰盛的恩典。
So that we may receive all the wisdom prepared by the Lord Jesus for us.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在前面的信息中呢，主耶稣告诉众人和他的门徒。
During the previous message, Jesus taught the crowd and his disciples.
那么真正跟随他的人呢，必然会有三方面的特征或者标记。
Those who truly are his followers shall have three kinds of marks.
那么第一就是他愿意舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
The first, they have denied themselves and carried their own cross and followed the Lord.
也就是愿意在面对选择和任何决定的时候，都以自己为中心。
That means that whenever they have to make a choice, they will not be centered on themselves.
而以基督为中心，让基督真正成为他的救主和他生命的主。
So they will be Christ-centered, so that Christ can be truly their Lord and Savior.
那么第二个特征就是他愿意靠神所赐的恩典来遵循主耶稣基督来过此一生。
So the second mark is they were willing to.Because of the grace of God, be obedient to the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
那么第三呢，就是他不以信福音和基督的名为耻辱。
The third, they would not be ashamed of the gospel and will not be ashamed of Jesus.
愿意在任何场合下承认自己是一位基督徒。
They would.Claim to be a Christian in all kinds of situations.
完全靠信耶稣基督而蒙恩得救。
So they believe in Jesus, therefore they were blessed and saved.
主耶稣呢也同时教导他们，他们必须经历受苦和受死才能拯救他们。
And Jesus taught them that he has to suffer and die to be able to redeem them.
而他的门徒呢，也只有为他上吊神命才能得救。
And his disciples has to only give up their life for him before they can receive life.
所以这无疑呢，让他的门徒再一次感到困惑。
So once again, this caused his disciples to be confused.
因为他们以为他们的基督来拯救他们脱离死亡。
They thought Jesus came to save them from death.
然而他们还需要上吊他们的生命。
And now they have to die their life first.
所以通过今天的信息呢，我们就会看到。
Through today's message, we shall see.
我们的主耶稣为了激励他的门徒，消除他们心中的这些疑惑。
So our Lord Jesus wanted to help them get rid of their confusions.Confusions and comfort them.
所以呢，主耶稣呢，通过自己形象的改变，再一次启示他的门徒，他就是那位弥赛亚，他就是神的儿子，就是他们的救主。
Once again, Jesus through his own transfiguration, that once again claim he is the Messiah and the Anointed One.
也让他的门徒知道，所有一切都在神的计划之下进行。
And also teaches his disciples all things are under the will of God.
他所说的一切都是真实可信的。
All the things that he said are true and believable.
必然会照他所说的按秩序来发生。
And will definitely develop into things as he have said.
所以通过我们今天呢，通过三方面来考虑今天的这些信息。
So today we're going to study this passage from three different aspects.
那么第一就是主耶稣呢，预言一些门徒在有生之年会看到神国的荣耀。
So the first, the Lord Jesus prophesies that some disciples would see the glory of the kingdom before their death.
所以第二点就是耶稣基督向他的门徒彰显他的荣耀。
The second, the Lord Jesus manifests his glory to the disciples.
那么最后一点就让我们看到主耶稣再次预言他的受苦和受死。
So the third, the Lord Jesus once again prophesies his suffering.
那我们去看第一点，就是主耶稣预言一些门徒会在有生之年看到天国的荣耀。
So the first is that Jesus prophesies that some disciples will see the glory of the kingdom before his death.
那么这就是第九章的第一节，我们来看第一节。耶稣又对他们说，我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在没有尝死味以前，必要看见神的国大有能力临到。
This is verse 1. And he said to them, Truly I say to you,There are some standing here who will not taste the death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power.
很明显，这是一个应许，是主耶稣在教导了他的门徒关于门徒的特征之后而告诉他的门徒的。
So clearly, this is a promise. Jesus telling his disciples, and when the kingdom comes.
那么这里有两个词，就一个是实在，还有一个必要，这些就是表示主耶稣来对他门徒的激励。
So there are two words. One is truly, and the other one is they will not taste death.
那么就是让他们确切的相信，他所说的都是真实可靠的，一定会发生的。
So let them truly believe whatever Jesus says is.Trustworthy.
那么我们很容易理解这个里面的说是站在这里的有人没有尝死味以前必要看见这句话是指在场的一些人他们会在有生之年会看到后面所发生的事情。
So here it says there are some standing here who will not taste death means they in their lifetime they shall see it.
但是呢这里面的第二这里面后半句话说对神国的大有能力临到这个里面呢它有几种不同的解释。
So there are different explanations for the latter part of this verse, the kingdom of God after it has come with power.
那么第一种解释认为它是指主耶稣从死里复活。
The first explanation means this suggests Jesus' resurrection from death.
而第二种解释认为它是指五旬节圣灵的降临。
So the second is the coming of the Spirit on Pentecost.
而第三种解释这是指他们说是指主后七十年那么耶路撒冷圣殿被毁。
So the third referring to AD 70 when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem.
那么第四种解释是指他们说是指主耶稣第二次再来也就是末日审判的来到。
So the fourth kind means the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
那么第五种解释就是最后一种解释是指今天信息中所记载的主耶稣改变形象的这个事件。
So the fifth is the last one is today's message Jesus transfiguration.
那么我们知道除了出卖主耶稣的犹大以外我们知道所有的门徒都看到了主耶稣从死里复活还有五旬节圣灵的降临。
We know that all the disciples except Judas, they have all witnessed Jesus' resurrection.
而主耶稣的应许是要激励门徒的信心。
So the promise of Jesus is to encourage for the disciples.
彰显他的荣耀。
To show his glory.
所以就圣殿被毁，被罗马军队毁掉呢，他不能激励他的门徒。
If the fact that the Roman destroyed the temple cannot be encouragement to the disciples.
而且呢，主耶稣他第二次再来的时候，也不可能有任何当时在场的门徒经历。
And when Jesus come again during the last days, that cannot be experienced by his disciples.
所以根据前面这些原因呢，我们知道第一、二、三、四种这种的解释是。 是不合理的。
So we can see why those explanations are not logical.
所以根据上下文，我们可以看到，只有第五种解释，也就是主耶稣他的改变形象，才是最合理的解释这段解释这一事件。
So if we look within the context, the last explanation of his transfiguration would be the most logical one.
也就是这才是神的国大有能力降临的是在以。
Then this is what it means, the kingdom of God comes with power.
所以呢，只有彼得、雅各和约翰经历了这一事件。
So only Peter, James, and John that experienced this.
所以主耶稣在这里的意思，他是说一些人在有生之年必会看到将来在新天新地时基督所彰显的荣耀。
So what Jesus is saying here is some people will actually see what the future glory will be in the new heaven and new earth.
所以他这里并不是说，说是看不到这种荣耀的人必然会在这一世界发生之前就离开这个世界。
He did not say that for those who is going to leave this world before they see that.
那么使徒彼得呢，他也在他的书信中专门谈到了这一点。
So Apostle Peter also mentioned this in his epistles.
那么在彼得后书一章十六到十八节，有彼得这样讲，他说：“我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他的降临的事告诉你们。”并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚也，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。我们同他在圣在山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。”
So in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 16 and 18 it says.For we did not follow cleverly devised myth when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain.
所以彼得在这里谈的就是他跟雅各、约翰在山上经历主耶稣改变形象的这一事件。
So what Peter was saying was that he and James and John they witnessed the Jesus transfiguration.
让我们下面看第二点，是主耶稣向他的门徒彰显他的荣耀。
So the second point, Jesus manifests his glory to his disciples.
我们这是第二节到第八节，我们先看第二三节。
So this is verses 2-8.
第二节跟第三节，过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象。衣服发光，极其洁白，地上飘布的没有一个能飘的那样白。
Then, after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them.
所以这是主耶稣那在六天前对众人和门徒应许的，其实具体的应验。
So this is the fulfillment of what Jesus promised 6 days before.
所以这里呢，只记载了衣服看上去的样子。
This place only recorded his clothes, what it looked like.
那么在马太福音中也记载了主耶稣他面容的样子。
In the book of Matthew, it also recorded what Jesus looked like.
所以马太福音十七章一到二节记述同样这件事件的时候这样讲，他说过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
So in Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 and 2, and after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like a sun, and his clothes became white as light.
也就是说，他的衣服洁白如光，是因为他的身体明亮如日头的缘故。
When they say that his clothes is radiant like white, that because he has the light and the spirit.
那么这是基督在永恒中荣耀的彰显。
So this is how Jesus manifests himself in eternity.
那么这也是启示录中神的子民在新天新地与主同在时的情景。
This is also what recorded in Revelation when people are with God together in new heaven and new earth.
那么这在启示录第22章5节中这样写道，这是使徒约翰他看着的这个意象，他说不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王直到永永远远。
Revelation 22 verse 5, John says,And night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever.
我们看第四节，他说：“忽然有以利亚同摩西向他们显现，并且和耶稣说话。”
Now we read verse 4.And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus.
那么这里摩西、以利亚和主耶稣一同出现，有俩层的意思。
There are two meanings when Jesus, Elijah, and Moses appear together.
那么一个是表明了将来在永恒中，历史历代蒙神拯救的人会一起与主同在。
So the first.Represents in the future that all the people that were believers redeemed by the Lord will be with God together.
第二层的意思，它就是说，摩西和以利亚呢，它是代表旧约中的律法和先知。
So the second meaning that Moses and Elijah represents law and the prophets of the Old Testament.
而我们知道，旧约中所有的律法和先知都是指向基督。
We know that all the prophecies and all the law pointing to Jesus.
而基督来的目的就是要成全律法和先知。
And Jesus came for the purpose of fulfilling the law and the prophets.
这是马太福音五章十七节告诉我们。他说：“莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。”
In Matthew 5:17, Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
那我们再看第五到第六节，他这里说，彼得对耶稣说，拉比，我们在这里正好可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。彼得不知道说什么才好，因为他们甚是惧怕。
Now we read verse 5 and 6. And Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified.
我们知道在旧约中，那么为了让以色列人纪念，神把他们从为奴之地埃及领出来。
We know that in the Old Testament, when God delivered the Israelites from Egypt,
那么为了纪念此事呢，那么神通过摩西向他们设立了一个节日，叫祝棚节。
So God established the festival of booths through Moses.
那么这个我们看利未记23:34。23章整章都在叙述这件事情，我们就把23章34节和42和43节把它放在一起，我们就会有个很明显的感受。
So we're going to read Leviticus 23, only verse 34 and 42 and 43. We can see the description.
好，这里再讲说，你小谕以色列人说，这个七月十五日是祝棚节，要在耶和华面前守这节七日。你们要住在棚里七日，凡以色列家的人要都要住在棚里，好叫你们世世代代知道，我领以色列人出埃及的时候，曾使他们住在棚里。我是耶和华你们的神。
Speak to the people of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall observe a day of a solemn rest, a memorial proclaimed with the blast of trumpets, a holy convocation. 42. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the people of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
所以呢，从此之后呢，以色列人把每次在患难中蒙神拯救都看作是一次新的出埃及。
So, because of this, all the Israelites, whenever they are delivered from tribulations, they consider that as getting out of Egypt.
所以使徒彼得认为他们的救主这一次又要把他们从罗马帝国的统治下来拯救出来。
That's why when Peter believed that their Lord once again going to deliver them from the hands of the Romans.
所以一次新的出埃及马上就会到来。
So they think a new Exodus is going to come.
所以想要为他们的救主摩西和以利亚分别打三座棚来纪念。
So that he wants to set three tents with for Moses and Elijah and Jesus to remember that.
然而主耶稣并没有，我们看到没有回应彼得他的提议。
But we see that Jesus did not respond to what Peter suggested.
因为彼得和这两位门徒他们的想法是完全错误的。
Because what Peter and the other two disciples, what they're thinking were erroneous.
因为这并不是神的旨意。
That was not the will of God.
神的旨意是让耶稣基督来到世上，为罪人受苦、死、然后复活，而并不是带领以色列人来推翻罗马帝国。
God's will is to ask Jesus to come and suffer and die, not to deliver them from the Romans.
好，我们再看第七节到第八节。说有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，也有声音从云彩里出现，说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。门徒忽然周围一看，不见一人，只见耶稣同他们在那里。
Verses 7 and 8.And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only.
那么前面我们看到彼得把主耶稣和摩西、以利亚同等对待。
We just see that.Peter treated Moses, Elijah the same as he treated Jesus.
所以，而且他仍然用拉比这个词来称呼耶稣。
And he called Jesus as a rabbi.
为他们每个人搭了一座棚。
We'll build a tent for each one of them.
但是，所以从这里我们看到，此时有声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我的爱子，你们要听他。”
At this time, we see this voice coming from the cloud. This is my beloved son.Listen to him.
那么神再次要告诉彼得、雅各和约翰、摩西和以色列人、摩西和以利亚，那么他是他的仆人，而耶稣是他的爱子。
Once again, God is telling Peter, John, and James that Moses and Elijah are his servants, but Jesus is his only beloved son.
所以他们要听从耶稣一切的吩咐。
So they have to listen to him.Listen to everything he says.
所以，当耶稣的身份宣布完毕的时候，摩西和以利亚就消失了。
So now we know the identity of Jesus. So Moses and Elijah disappeared.
所以，只有主耶稣还在那里。
Only Jesus was still there.
所以，这再次让他的门徒知道，这次世界的中心并不是摩西或者是以利亚，而是神的儿子 耶稣基督。
So once again to let them know the center of the world is not on Moses nor on Elijah but on Jesus himself。
那么现在耶稣基督呢向他们显现了他的荣耀，那么我们下面再看第三，就是主耶稣再次预言他要在得到荣耀之前他必然会受苦。
So now we see Jesus manifest his glory. He's going to tell them that before his glory he's going to suffer.
那么这是我们要讲的第三节，就是主耶稣再次预言他的受苦，就是在第九节到第十三节。
So from verse 9 to 13 is the third point. Jesus once again prophesied his suffering.
我们先看第九到第十节。下山的时候，耶稣嘱咐他们说：“人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将所看见的告诉人。”门徒将这话存在心里，彼此议论：“从死里复活是什么意思呢？”
Verse 9 and 10. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept themAmong themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead might mean.
那么主耶稣呢，在此嘱咐门徒不要把他们看见的告诉别人。
Once again, he remind them not to tell people what they have seen.
也就是再次嘱咐他们不要把他们的救赎主的身份现在就传扬出去。
So once again, do not disclose that Jesus is the Savior.
因为他还没有从死里复活。
Because he has not been risen from the dead.
也就是他的救赎计划还没有完成。
In other words, his plan of redemption has not been completed.
那么从第十节我们知道，门徒对主耶稣的事工还是困惑。
From verse 10, we can see that the disciples are still confused about Jesus' ministry.
因为他们不明白主所说的从死里复活是什么意思。
Because they do not understand the meaning of raising from the dead.
其实他们犹太人是相信死人复活的。
The Jews believe resurrection.
所以门徒并不困惑说死人复活这件事情。门徒困惑的是为什么他们的救主需要从死里复活。
And they are not confused about the resurrection, but they do not understand why their Lord has to be risen from the dead.
所以也就是说，如果耶稣要从死里复活，也就说明他必然要经历死亡。
So if Jesus is going to raise from the dead, means he has to die.
也就是说，他们所盼望的救赎主虽然来到了，但是他不但要经历受苦，也要经历受死。
So they are.The redeemer they have expecting is coming, but then he has to die.
所以因为他们知道，所以因为门徒知道，要想复活，必然先要死去。
Because they know if you want to resurrect, you have to die first.
那么门徒因为在主耶稣变相时看到了以利亚跟耶稣在一起。
Because they saw Elijah was with Jesus during transfiguration.
而且他们也知道在旧约先知书中也谈到了以利亚要在大而可畏之日之前来到。
So they also know from the Bible that Elijah is going to appear during the last days.
那么这在马拉基书第四章第五节这样讲，他说看哪，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣以利亚到你们那里去。
So in Malachi chapter 4 verse 5, Behold,I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes.
所以这里面的大而可畏之日就是指最后的审判之日。
So here it says the great and awesome day, that is the day of judgment.
所以圣经中也把它叫做是主的日子或者是末日。
It's called the day of the Lord.
那么门徒知道在末日耶稣基督要来审判这个世界，他们认为耶稣已经来了，为什么以利亚还没有到呢？
So the disciples know that Jesus is going to be on the day of judgment, and now Jesus is here, but why Elijah has not appeared?
所以他们就想知道以利亚的到来和基督到底有什么关系。
So they want to know what's the relationship between Elijah's coming and Jesus.
所以他们就在第十一节中问耶稣，他们就问耶稣说，文士 为什么说以利亚必须先来？
And they asked him, why do the scribes say that the first Elijah must come?
我们看主耶稣怎么样来回答他们。
Let's see how did Jesus answer.
那么就第十二节到第十三节，耶稣说，以利亚固然先来复兴万事，经上不是指着人子说，你要受许多的苦，被人轻慢吗？我告诉你们，以利亚已经来了，他们也任意待他，正如经上所指着他的话。
And Jesus said to them, Elijah does come first to restore all things, and how is it written of the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him.
那么主耶稣回答门徒的话，它主要包括两部分。
So there are two parts of how Jesus' response to the disciples.
那么第一就是说，先知关于以利亚的预言都是正确的，而且已经应验。
He said the prophecy of Elijah's coming is correct and is already fulfilled.
第二就是基督的死是必然的。
The second point is Jesus must die.
所以呢，这里的以利亚他并不是我们旧约中所出现的先知以利亚。
So the Elijah here is not referring to the Elijah, the prophet of the Old Testament.
而是指施洗约翰。
So here, Elijah is John the Baptist.
为什么这样讲？因为在马太福音中，他有这个对这个的解释。
Because there is the explanation of this in Matthew.
因为我们在圣经中，如果我们一些东西不明白的话，我们不能用自己的想法来解，我们要以经解经，就是这个意思。
So when there we have a question we do not understand in the Bible, we should not try to reason out according to our own thinking. We should use the scripture to help us, teach us.
那么在马太福音第十七章、十四章也有主改变形象的这个记载。
So in the book of Matthew also have recordings of the transfiguration.
那么他在十七章马太福音十七章十三节有对这个解释，他就说门徒这才明白耶稣所说的是指着施洗的约翰。
So in Matthew 17:13, he says, now the disciples understand what Jesus meant. Elijah is John the Baptist.
而且呢，是在路加福音一章十七节，也是在预言施洗约翰到来时，解释了施洗约翰和旧约中以利亚的关系。
So in Luke chapter 1, also discussed the relationship between Elijah and Jesus.
那么在路加福音一章十七节，他说，他必有以利亚的心智能力行在主的前面。
And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah.
所以这里呢，说以利亚要在这个大而可畏 之前来要先来，他并不是指以利亚这个以利亚这个真人，而是指他作为一个先知的这个职能。
And this, when they say Elijah shall appear during the great and awesome day, does not mean Elijah himself, but it means the ministry of Elijah.
所以这里主耶稣是要告诉他的门徒，施洗约翰在他之前已经来到。
So Jesus telling the disciples that John the Baptist has already come before him.
他是在传悔改的喜。
He was spreading the news of repentance.
那么这是先知的预言已经应验。
This is the prophecy that has been fulfilled.
那么同样先知在以赛亚书四五十三章所指着基督所说的一切话也要得到应验。
And also the prophet Isaiah, what he has said in chapter 53 must all fulfilled.
所以为了完成救赎的功，那么主耶稣一定会受苦，也会受死。
To complete the work of redemption, so Jesus must suffer and die.
这是神的计划，必然要实现。
So this is the plan of God, must be fulfilled.
所以呢，我们今天呢，来一起考察了主耶稣在门徒彼得、雅各及约翰面前变相的这个事件。
So today we discuss the event that Jesus transfigured before James, John, and Peter.
我们也看到门徒困惑而产生的疑问，以及对主耶稣，以及还有主耶稣对他们的解释。
We also saw the confusions of the disciples and the questions and how Jesus answered them.
那么主耶稣呢，通过他的变相 和对门徒的教导，再次让他的门徒相信他就是基督，就是他们的救主。
So through his transfiguration and his teaching, once again Jesus tells his disciples that he is the Christ, he is the Messiah.
那么为了完成神的救赎计划，他必须要受苦和受死，才能让他的子民在永恒中和他一同享受那极大的荣耀。
So to complete the redemption plan of God, he must suffer and die, and then he can rejoice with all the disciples.
所以呢，从主耶稣变相的这个世界中，我们还会看到主耶稣基督他的一个独特，他的独一的特性。
So from this transfiguration, we can see one more special character of Jesus.
那么摩西这里面看到摩西和以利亚只是短暂的出现，并且和耶稣讲话。
We saw that Moses and Elijah appeared very shortly and talked with Jesus.
他们并没有变相。
They did not transfigure themselves.
只有耶稣基督他在他们面前变了相。
Only Jesus transfigured before them.
而从天上来的声音没有提到摩西跟以利亚。
The voice from heaven did not mention Moses or Elijah.
他只是提到说耶稣是神的爱子。
He only said that Jesus is God's beloved son.
而且在这些奇妙的这个世界结束的时候呢，只有耶稣还在那里。
And the thing is, when it completed the event, only Jesus was there.
所以从中我们可以知道，基督徒的信心只是依靠神在基督里赐给我们的恩典。
So what this tells us that our faith should be only on Jesus and His grace.
我们不依靠任何一位先知或者某位圣徒。
We do not depend on any prophets or saints.
那么基督徒最大的盼望就是将来在新天新地同享基督的荣耀。
So the only hope that Christians have is to enjoy in the new heaven and new earth with Jesus.
而基督教的核心指就是耶稣基督，他是神的儿子。
So the core of Christianity is Jesus is the Son of God.
好，我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
主父，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。主，你透过你的话语来教导我们，主你的真理。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy that through your words that you taught us.
主，特别是通过今天的信息，你透过耶稣基督他的形象改变，让我们再次看到主耶稣基督他的荣耀。
Once again, we saw the glory of our Lord Jesus through His transfiguration.
再一次让我们能够激励我们能够再次进前度日，让我们知道我们前面那美好的盼望。
Once again, you encourage us and remind us what lies ahead, the glorious days.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
感谢神将流传到给我们这么美好的信息。
We thank God for the message from our minister Liu.
让我们起立唱回应诗歌第265首《荣耀归主》。
Please rise, we sing him.